Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Attacks on the NATO-led peacekeeping force in Kosovo have prompted international condemnation. Dozens of Italian and Hungarian troops were wounded as they tried to stop clashes between Kosovo police and ethnic Serb protesters. 3 Italian soldiers and 7 Hungarians were seriously hurt. The unrest began after the Kosovan authorities installed ethnic Albanian mayors in Serb-majority areas. It followed elections boycotted by the Serbs, which had a turnout of barely 4%. Here's Guy Delaunay.
These new mayors really don't have much of a mandate. And the European Union, the United States and NATO were all urging Kosovo over the weekend to de-escalate the situation and not insist on having these mayors brought into the municipal buildings in these majority Serb areas. But that advice fell on deaf ears. And worryingly, it looks like the protests may continue in the coming days.
The United States and Saudi Arabia have welcomed the extension of a ceasefire deal between Sudan's warring military factions for another 5 days. Washington and Riyadh announced the latest deal, as well as brokering the previous week-long truce. In a joint statement, they acknowledged that the ceasefire had not been fully observed. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said Patriot air defences will help to defeat what he called Russian terrorism. He suggested the US-supplied system could intercept 100% of missiles. Mr. Zelensky was speaking after Ukrainian officials said all 11 missiles launched at Kiev on Monday morning had been shot down.
When Patriots in the hands of Ukrainians assure 100% interception rate of any Russian missile, terror will be defeated. And of course, there's no greater humiliation for a terrorist state than the successes of our warriors. Indeed, with our successes, our pressure, and with our patriots, we have to continue responding to Russia and all its manifestations of evil.
The former president of El Salvador, Mauricio Funes, has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for negotiating a truce with criminal gangs. Phoebe Hobson reports.
Mauricio Funes led El Salvador from 2009 to 2014. He had denied negotiating with gangs in the hope of reducing the country's exceptionally high murder rate and gaining electoral advantage. He was found guilty along with his former security minister, David Munguia Páez, who was sentenced to 18 years in jail. Mr. Funes now lives in Nicaragua, where he has citizenship, meaning he's extremely unlikely to be extradited. El Salvador has been crippled by gang violence for years. The current president, Nayib Bukele, has imposed a year-long state of emergency and locked up tens of thousands of suspected gang members. The United States has accused him of secretly negotiating with gangs.
World News from the BBC. International observers say there wasn't a level playing field for Sunday's presidential runoff election in Turkey. Monitors from the OSCE did not, however, dispute the result. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won another 5 years in office. The OSCE said Mr. Erdogan had an unjustified advantage and some of his opponents had faced intimidation. They added they were concerned about media bias. A teenager in Guyana has been charged with the murders of 19 children who died in a fire at a school a week ago. The 15-year-old girl is accused of starting the fire in a dormitory in the city of Mardia after her phone was confiscated. She's being held in a juvenile detention centre. Most of the victims were indigenous children. Two of the survivors have been flown to New York for treatment. President Biden has said he believes a deal to increase the limit for US government borrowing has a very good chance of being approved by Congress. His administration has warned it will run out of funds unless measures to raise the debt ceiling are passed within the next week. Speaking before boarding a helicopter, Mr. Biden said he was optimistic that Democrats and Republicans would approve an agreement he reached on Sunday with the House Speaker.
Look, you know I never say I'm confident what the Congress is going to do, but I feel very good about it. And look, one of the things that I hear some of you guys saying is, why doesn't Biden say what a good deal it is? Why would Biden be saying what a good deal is before the vote? You think that's going to help me get it passed? No.
Large crowds have taken part in a march and official rally in the Nepali capital Kathmandu to mark the 70th anniversary of the first scaling of Mount Everest by the New Zealander Edmund Hillary and the Sherpa guide Tenzing Norgay. The two climbers' sons, Peter Hillary and Jamling Norgay, led celebrations in the remote village of Kumjung. They opened a visitor centre in a school founded by Sir Edmund Hillary. And that's the latest BBC News.